knows it.
I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Hi, yes, welcome once again to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and this is going to be a very special show today, and I'll tell you why later. But for right now, let me say that this is podcast number 155, 155 podcast from the very beginning until today. And we've got some good stuff for you. As a matter of fact, we've got so much stuff, this may, in fact, be an extended edition of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. And by the way, the website, of course, that you want to go to is drbill.cc, which stands for Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. CC, get it? Yes. I always mention that, but it's just so very cool. Anyway, check out the website. We've got lots of blog entries, and that's why we probably will have an extended edition today. So, now, as for our geek culture, you know, every week I try to find some geek culture that is worthy of playing on the podcast, and sometimes I have problems with that. Last week we had a song called the Twitter song, talking about "You're no one if you're not on Twitter." Yes. And so I got to thinking, you know, there's other social networking websites out there. I wonder if there's a song for those. And sure enough, there was one called the Facebook song. So for this week's Geek Culture, let's listen to the Facebook song. Well, hello. Hello. You know what? The Facebook song is there. It's just that you got to slide the little button over to the right side to play it. Ha ha. What would a Dr. Bill podcast be without missing a button? Okay, let's hear it now.
I wouldn't call myself a social butterfly. And there's not much that separates me from the other guy. But when I log in, I begin to live. There's an online world where I am king of a little website dedicated to me, with pictures of me and a list of my friends and an unofficial record of the groups that I'm in. Before the internet, friendship was so tough. You actually had to be in people's presence and stuff. Who would have thought that with a point and a click, I would know that Hope Floats is your favorite flick?
Harry Connick Jr.
Used to meet girls hanging out at the mall, but now I just wait for them to write on my wall. Take a look, you're hooked on Facebook.
Hey, it says that Link's status has changed. He's playing the recorder.
Hook up with this person.
your picture on Facebook. If the internet crashed all across the land, or my Facebook account was deleted by the man, I carry around a picture of my face and a summary of me typed out on a page. Facebook is more than a want, it's more than a need. I'd shrivel up and die without my many feet. Take a look, you're hooked on Facebook.
Facebook, Facebook, Facebook.
Take a look on Facebook. Book, 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 book.
Yes, Facebook. Can honestly say I've never been there, had never even gone to the URL, but there's a song about it. So there you go.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, of course, if it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, and we got lots of tech for you today, but of course, first we must mention that we're part of
this podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Yes, it's great being part of Blueberry and Tech Podcast because we have so many excellent podcasters out there that are doing excellent programs, and of course we like to cross promote each other's programs, and so I'd encourage you to check out Bawana at Bawana.org radio.
This is Bawana.org radio. Stand by for promo. You're the announcer.
Not your ordinary tech show. Bawana.org radio. A virtual potpourri of technology. Bawana.org radio. It's tech news, video game reviews, open source software, and general gadgets. It's not just for Mac or Windows, but Bawana talks about both.
An exciting, exciting week if you're an Apple fan or if you're a Microsoft Windows fan.
Check out Bawana.org radio by going to Bawana.org. That's BWANA.org. It's Bawana.org radio. Check it out today.
Yes, indeed. Check out Bawana.org radio and his Bawana.tv program as well. He has a video netcast that he does, and I tell you, the quality of his video camera is just amazing. I wrote him and sent him an email and said, Bawana, dude, that rocks. What are you using? He told me. It was a very, very expensive camera, but it really does a good job. HD and all that. Wow. So check out Bawana.org radio and Bawana.tv. Okay, let's go to the tech news because we have lots and lots and lots of tech news. Starting with what I started blogging on Monday of this past week. Will Microsoft virtualization spur cloud computing? Whoa, what a question. Well, Microsoft, as we know, is getting into virtualization with their Hyper-V hypervisor. And basically, at the Interop show that was held in New York, there were a lot of speakers that argued that Microsoft's recent moves could give cloud computing a substantial lift. You know, mainly because Microsoft is Microsoft. And they're so huge, and people are following them and so forth. So if they're getting into virtualization, and they're getting into cloud computing, then maybe it will lift the whole idea of cloud computing. And that's basically what they were talking about. So, who knows? Maybe the evil empire is good for something. Nah. It's okay. Anyway, next item, OpenOffice 3.0 Release Candidate 2 is available. Now, I got to say, I downloaded this, I installed it, and I was impressed. It looks cooler. It seems to be just a smidgen faster. And this is a release candidate, Release Candidate 2. It's not the full-blown official release. So I'm sure there's still some bugs in there, and I'm sure, you know, there's things for them to tweak and so forth, but I was really impressed. So check it out. I've got a link there in the blog where you can click on it and go download that release candidate, and it is worth your checking it out. Yes, indeed. Whoa! That's it. It's time for the Geek Software of the Week, and this Geek Software of the Week is for your hard drive. Have you been looking for a great free hard disk utility? Well, you can look no further than HDTune. Check out what it can do. It can benchmark your hard drive. Check out how fast it is. It'll show detailed information. It'll give you the smart information, you know, the smart, I don't know what you call it, smart. I guess standard, whatever, for disk drives that basically have the ability to make your hard drive do cool things. I don't know. What do I know about smart? Anyway, error scanning, temperature display, all kinds of things this thing can do. And it will also work on memory cards, USB sticks, iPods, and many other types of drives. So check out HDTune. It will be good for you. Also, by the way, I have a Geek Software of the Week extra that we'll talk about later on in the podcast. And I'm telling you, you need the one that I'm going to talk about at the end of the podcast. You need this one too, but I'm poor. I was impressed with the other one. Anyway, so we'll get to that shortly. All right, next item. I'm a PC Microsoft ads. You know the new ones? We're made on Macs. You gotta love that. Now, you know, I like to give Microsoft a hard time. It's just one of the things I just enjoy doing. And of course, the whole idea of the I'm a PC was to make fun of the Hi, I'm a PC, I'm a Mac ads. And so that's what they're doing. However, the commercials were made with Macs. And that doesn't really surprise me too much because Microsoft has, you know, outside firms do their production for their commercials. And most places that work with graphics use Macs. It's just the computer of choice for graphics and video and things along that line. You know, Final Cut Pro, all that kind of stuff. And so, doesn't surprise me, but it is poetic justice, isn't it? Yes. All right, you know, we talked about the Large Hadron Collider over there in France, run by CERN, and how it might be the end of the world as we know it because of generating so many black holes that the holes, black holes might swallow the Earth. Well, guess what? The thing broke on them. Okay. 11 billion trillion dollars, and it broke. What are you going to do? You can see them out there trying to jumpstart it with a 12-volt battery. No, it broke. And so it won't crank up until next spring. That's 2009. So you folks that think it's going to be the end of the world with a Large Hadron Collider, you can enjoy your Christmas anyway. You just got to love a $11 billion trillion project that breaks. But anyway, there you go. Next item. Can't Google finish anything? Now, this was an interesting article that I found in at CNET, their news.com website. 45% of all Google applications are still in beta. They just can't commit, can they? I mean, you think about it. Gmail. How long has Gmail been around? I mean, dude, I got a Gmail address early on because it was kind of the cool thing to do to get a Gmail address. You know what I mean? Not everybody could get in. You had to be invited by some other really geeky person that had gotten one. I got one way back when it was like cool to have a Gmail address. Well, anyway, you know, I just love to do those things. But even back then it was in beta. I was like, well, sure, it's in beta. You know, it's only been out a few weeks. But it's been years, and they still are in beta. You got to wonder if maybe they just forgot to take the little beta tag off of the image. No, they just don't want to commit. They can't seem to say, okay, we're done with this. So what are you going to do? All right, next item. VMware release ESXi for free. Release. I should have said releases. Tell you what, I'm going to fix that right now. As I'm talking, I know this is highly unprofessional, but that's okay. I do lots of things that are highly unprofessional when I'm working on the podcast. And we'll put the S in there and it'll make a little more sense. And now it is fixed. So if you go look at it, you'll go, I don't know what he's talking about. It looks okay to me. Of course it is because I fixed it. I fixed it, I said. Let me reload and see if that really did fix it. Okay, what's the deal? Did I not click save? I must have not clicked save because it still says release. It should say releases. And save. Do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it, you silly little machine. Okay, now, it should say, and it does, releases. Good. Oh, baby. All right, anyway, VMware releases ESXi for free. Thank you. Okay, now what's so cool about this? You're going, what is this about? What is he doing? It's what I do all the time. Anyway, what it is, you see, is VMware has had a free VMware server product for quite some time. Okay? Now, what's cool about that is that you can run VMware on top of, let's say, Microsoft Windows or Linux or some other operating system, and then you can run on top of that VMs. Now, of course, that's not as efficient as real VMware, which runs right on the bare metal of the machine. And so what they've done, and this surprised me, is they have released an actual VMware bare metal hypervisor for free. That means you can install it directly on the computer. You don't have to run it on top of Windows or Linux or any other operating system. You can just install it on a computer and then run your VMs right on top of it. And those VMs will have nearly real hardware speeds like they were installed by themselves. I mean, this is cool. The other thing is, VMware ESXi can be managed by Virtual Center server, and you can get to them with a Virtual Center client. Now, what that means is you can manage your ESX cluster through the Virtual Center client like you normally do, and you can also manage your ESXi servers that you're running this free product on with the same interface. Now, that's cool, because even though this doesn't have, you know, HA, high availability, it doesn't have the disaster recovery features and everything. I mean, after all, they got to have something to sell for a lot of money. But the free version allows you to have a server and run multiple VMs on that server. Right on the bare metal. That is just so cool. So I was impressed. And the cool thing was I got this email from VMware. You know, I'm on their mailing list, being a certified VMware professional, and I got the thing that said, we've got a new version of VMware server out, and I was like, well, okay, that's cool. And then I go to the webpage to see the new version of server to see what the new features were, and they said, oh, yes, and by the way, we also released ESXi bare metal hypervisor for free, and I'm like, what? That's the big news? Not a new version of VMware server? So I was like, dude, that is just so cool. So anyway, check it out. Go play with it. I mean, it's free. All you got to do. Now, you do have to register, and they'll send you a license key. But, you know, hey, that's not such a big deal. And it's still free. I mean, that rocks. So anyway, check it out. Go get you a machine and play with it. You'll enjoy it because VMware is just so cool, I'm telling you. Okay. Next item, Linux is number one in supercomputing. Ha ha. Now, this was an article by our good buddy Stephen J. Vaughn Nichols, who is, of course, a Linux dude. And I like Linux dudes, being one myself. And, of course, he had an article which the title was, Where Windows is Number Two to Linux. Ha ha. Which caught my eye. So I said, okay, what's that all about? So I checked it out. And sure enough, he's reminding us that Linux is number one in high-performance computing, HPC. At HPC's very highest-end supercomputers, Linux rules. The first computer to bust the petaflop. Petaflop, that's just so many calculations per second, your brain can't even conceive of it. Let's try it. 1 quadrillion calculations per second. The brain just... you can't get your brain around that. 1 quadrillion calculations per second. IBM's Roadrunner supercomputer was running Linux when it passed the petaflop. Whoa. out of the top 500 supercomputers in the world, over 80% of them are running Linux. Dude, that just rocks. So Linux rules. Microsoft rules. I love it. Yeah. Okay. Next item. The Slingbox HD is finally out. Now, I have a regular Slingbox. You're saying, what in the world is a Slingbox? I'm getting there. A Slingbox is a box that you hook up to your DVR TV thingy there, and you hook it up to your Ethernet, to your broadband network. It, of course, gets an IP address, and it also basically has its own little built-in web server built into it that then allows it to broadcast out your TV signal, get this, across the internet. So for instance, if I have one at home set up, which of course I do, and it's there, and then I come down to my mom's house at the lake, which is like an hour's drive away, I can connect to broadband down at the lake, and I can bring up my laptop and run a client, and I can watch my TV from home and connect to my DVR and look at recorded videos right across the internet streaming. Dude, talk about super geeky cool. It is truly super geeky cool. I went on vacation one time, went down to the lake, and there were things recorded on the old DVR at home, and my family sat back and watched it down at the lake on the TV, because I took the cable S-Video out from my laptop, connected it to the S-Video on the television, and showed it on the TV. So there we are, watching DVR from Greensboro, North Carolina, down to Denton, North Carolina, across the internet. Dude, geek out time. I mean, it just makes the TV show all that much more fun, knowing that it's coming across the internet. So that's what a Slingbox is. Now you say, okay, that's all well and good, but what's a Slingbox HD, the one that they just released? Well, HD stands for high definition. So it now does high definition TV. So you could hook it up to your HD TV, and you could watch HD programs that you had recorded. Now it runs about just under $300. Yeah, okay. But it's very cool, so I'd encourage you to check it out. By the way, there's a little bit of a story behind the one that I got. I actually won it. Yes. I went to a virtualization seminar in Raleigh-Durham area, and they said, put your business card in the little bowl to win. And I was like, dude, look at all these people here. What are the chances of me winning? And I thought, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I dropped the business card in there, went and sat down, and they rummaged around in the thing at the end of the show and pulled out a card and said, Bill Bailey! And I went, dude, that's me! So I won a Slingbox. How cool is that? So, that kind of made my day. Put a little bounce in my step. Yes, indeed. That was some time ago, of course, but I still enjoy thinking about it. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, okay, so, you know what I should do? I should hit the button again. T-H-E. Ooh, that's the wrong button, but I like hitting wrong buttons. Let's go ahead and play it.
thecomputercurmudgeon.com.
Yes, brings back memories. Back when the URL for the website was thecomputercurmudgeon.com instead of drbill.cc. Yes. Okay, next button. Yes, that's the Geek Software of the Week. Drum roll again. Boy, what is it with the buttons today? Anyway, Geek Software of the Week Extra. This is an extra, and it is awesome. I found this last night, and I said, okay, I don't care if I have already had a Geek Software Week. I'm going to have another one because this one's awesome. It's called the Glary Utilities. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. G-L-A-R-Y, Glary Utilities from GlarySoft. It's free, but I'm telling you, this thing is very cool because it will check your system. It will tune your system. It will check your registry for any spurious entries. It will compress your registry, like, you know, doing a disk defrag. It'll defrag your registry, clean it all up, make it fast and efficient. And it just does so many other things to speed up your system. It even looks for spyware. I mean, this thing rocks. And it's basically, they've got a mode that's one-click maintenance. You just click on it and it does all kinds of maintenance. Dude, check it out. It really is nice. So, that is that. It is an excellent, excellent utility. Now, I told you this was going to be extended edition, and actually I managed to almost get it all in the 30 minutes that I normally try to do the podcast in. But it leaves me just enough time. Boy, I'm amazed I got all that in there, because this was a lot of stuff, a lot of information this week. But I do have a bit of news. As I mentioned, this is podcast number 155. It is also the last Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon podcast. Yes, I am suspending the podcast. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there going, "What, Dr. Bill, wait a minute. Oh, Bill, come on, man." Okay, I'm sorry if it, you know, kind of ends a little on a downer here, but it's time to fold up the old tents and to slink away. I've just had so many things happening in my life and so many things that I need to be doing that I've got to do some cutting back. And so I'm cutting back by ceasing and desisting on the podcast and also on Traditional Naturopath. And let's see, I'll still be doing the Game Masters because that's his podcast. I'm just going to be helping him out. But I've just got to where I was doing so many podcasts and eating up so much time, I just can't keep doing that. One has to have a life. And so it's with some sadness that I end the run of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. And I really appreciate all you folks listening for all this time. I appreciate all the good emails I've gotten and all the suggestions on geek culture and all the suggestions on Geek Software of the Week and so forth. I encourage you to use the website for a resource. There's a lot of good information out there, and I've really, really enjoyed coming to you. You probably already noticed that I don't have ads for Citrix Systems and all of that kind of stuff. I've been letting our sponsors know that we are kind of closing up shop here. And instead, I have an ad for my own netcast that I will be continuing, which is the Spirit of Faith netcast. So if you are interested in a Christian teaching program, you can listen to that. If you are interested in technology, of course, the entire Tech Podcast Network is there with lots of folks that have excellent programs. Like, we played a show there, promotion from Bwana.org Radio and Bwana.tv. Lots of folks out there that are doing tech shows. I personally listen to Twit. So if you go to twit.tv, T-W-I-T.tv, excellent shows there. Security Now with Steve Gibson. Twit with Leo Laporte and the gang. Windows program with Paul Thurrott. You've got the Mac program with all the Mac guys. I listen to those every week myself. I encourage you, stay up on technology and keep geeking out there. I'll still be geeking out, but I just can't keep doing the podcast with all the things that I've got going on. And I trust you understand that. You know, it's been fun and I've enjoyed it, but the time has come for me to admit that, yes, as I say so many times during the run of the podcast, the doctor is out of here for one last time. Really enjoyed it, folks. We'll see you on the next.